everybody. This is Dennis Day. Want to hear about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Good. That's Nipper. Every time Nipper barks, you turn the page in your storybook, read on, or look at the pictures. Ready? Once there lived a little princess named Snow White. The wicked queen was jealous of her beauty and dressed Snow White in rags. Snow White was happy, nevertheless. One day, as she fetched water from the well, she sang a song. Just then, a young prince rode by. Enchanted by Snow White's beauty, he tried to talk to her, but she shyly ran into the castle.
Turn the page.
As Snow White daydreamed of this handsome prince and hoped he would come back someday, the wicked queen stood before a magic mirror in her chambers.
Slave in the mirror, let me see thy face.
What wouldst thou know, my queen?
Slave in the magic mirror on the wall, tell me, who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, majesty, but hold, a lovely maid I see. Alas, she is more fair than thee, and her name is Snow White.
Snow White more beautiful than I? No one in the world can be more beautiful than I. Huntsman! Huntsman! Take Snow White into the forest and lose her there, so she will perish. Then I alone will be the fairest in the land.
The huntsman did as he was commanded, and poor Snow White soon found herself alone in the dark and brooding forest. All around her, the giant trees cast their terrifying shadows. And behind the trees, who were those frightening creatures behind the trees?
Oh, only little baby birds, and squirrels, and bunnies, and they're all so friendly. Oh, I'm not afraid anymore.
With a smile and a song, life is just like a bright sunny day. Your cares fade away, and your heart is young. And you sing, everything is in tune, and it's spring, and life flows along with a smile and a song.
Snow White needed a home, so the birds, and the squirrels, and the bunnies, and all the other animals took her to a little house in the middle of the forest.
The house is empty. I wonder who lives here. Oh, look! Seven little chairs around a table piled high with breakfast dishes. This must be the home of seven untidy children. And look at the cobwebs and dust. Come on, everyone, let's clean.
Just whistle while you work. And cheerfully together we can tidy up the place. So hum a merry tune. It won't take long when there's a song to help you set the pace. And as you sweep the room, imagine that the broom is someone that you love, and soon you'll find you're dancing to the tune. So whistle while you work. When hearts are high, the time will fly, so whistle while you work.
Soon the house was clean and bright, and Snow White became very tired. The animals tiptoed out, and she fell asleep. All of a sudden... there was a tramp of feet outside the house, and the sound of voices singing happily.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home to work we go. Hi-ho, 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 it's home to work we go. Hi-ho, hi-ho.
They were the seven little dwarfs home from working in the mine. Doc, happy, grumpy, sneezy, bashful, sleepy, and dopey. When Snow White woke up, she was very surprised to see them, for they weren't children at all, but little men. Snow White told them about the Wicked Queen and asked if she could stay with them.
Can you make dapple lumpkins? Lumpkin dapplings? He means apple dumplings.
Why, yes, and plum pudding, too.
That settles it. She stays.
Hooray!
All the dwarfs were pleased with Snow White. All but Grumpy. Grumpy wasn't a bad sort. He just didn't like women.
All females is poison. Give them an inch and they walk all over you.
But Snow White was always sweet to him, as she was to all the dwarfs. And when her housework was done, she'd tell them stories and sing them songs.
Sing us a pretty song.
Duh, a love song.
Someday my prince will come. Someday we'll meet again and away to his will go to be happy forever and know. Someday when spring is here, we'll find our love anew, and the birds will sing, and wedding bells will ring. Someday when my dream
And every morning when the dwarfs went off to work, Snow White kissed each one goodbye. Doc, happy, sneezy, bashful, sleepy, dopey, even grumpy. Back at the castle, the Wicked Queen was very pleased, for she believed that Snow White had perished in the forest. Once more, she stood before the magic mirror.
Slave in the magic mirror. Now, who is the fairest of them all?
Snow White still lives, my queen. In the cottage of the seven dwarfs, Snow White still is the fairest of them all.
Then I will go there and do away with her myself. I will disguise myself so that Snow White will not know who I am. I will give her my poison apple. One bite, and she will sleep forever. Then in all the land, I will be the fairest of them all.
The Wicked Queen drank a goblet of witch's brew and immediately changed into an ugly old woman in a black cloak. Then she set out for the house of the seven dwarfs. Snow White was alone in the kitchen, save for the birds, the squirrels, and the bunnies. Suddenly, an ugly old woman in a black cloak appeared at the door.
Please, I'm so tired. May I sit down in your house?
Why, yes. Do come in.
Thank you. Oh, because you're so good to me, I have something for you. This magic wishing apple. One bite, and all your dreams will come true. Come, bite.
Oh, it tastes so... Oh, I'm growing faint.
She will sleep forever. Only love's first kiss can wake her up. But what Prince Charming will kiss her now? at last, I am the fairest in the land.
Alas, Snow White was in a deep sleep, while the wicked queen, disguised as an old hag in a black cloak, cackled with joy. But the birds, the squirrels, and the bunnies knew that something terrible had happened. They rushed from the house to the mine where the seven dwarfs were digging. At first, the dwarfs didn't understand.
Go on, get out of here. They've gone daffy.
But then, the dwarfs too knew that their beloved Snow White was in danger. Back to the house they ran, just as the wicked queen was about to leave.
There she goes! After her!
Up the side of the mountain ran the wicked queen, and right behind her ran the seven dwarfs. Doc, Happy, Sneezy, Bashful, Sleepy, Dopey, and especially... Grumpy. For though he tried to hide it, Grumpy loved Snow White very much. The seven dwarfs chased the wicked queen to the top of the mountain. Trying to escape, she slipped and fell. Down, 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 down into the churning sea. Where she disappeared forever. Poor Snow White. She would sleep forever. Only love's first kiss could wake her up. The seven dwarfs and all the animals in the forest gathered around her and wept. But then, as they bent over in mourning, they heard a voice. A young prince astride a white horse rode through the forest, singing.
One song I have of one.
This was the same young prince who long ago had seen Snow White before the wishing well. He had fallen in love with her at once, and he had searched for her ever since. The young prince looked into her sleeping face, bent over, and kissed her. It was love's first kiss, the very thing the wicked queen had feared, for the poison apple no longer had any power, and Snow White awakened.
Oh, my prince, when I first made a wish at the wishing well, I hoped that someone like you would love me.
The prince lifted Snow White onto his horse and slowly rode away.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
And he took her to his own sun-bright castle where they lived happily ever after. And that is the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.